Good morning. 6:55 a.m. Yeah, 6:55 on August the 12th, 2016. Today I drive to Grand Junction. It's a 5-hour drive. It is through the mountains, so it is through some very pretty country. But it's a 5-hour drive to teach what is going to be, I think, just a half-day class in Grand Junction or Montrose or somewhere over there. Anyway, the good news is I will have a co-pilot for the last 4 hours, the last 3 hours. I'm picking up Lisa Manifold. I mentioned her yesterday. I mentioned her today. She was the Independent Writer of the Year. Well deserved. Well deserved. She kicked butt in 2015 in terms of producing new work, getting it out there. Paranormal romance, if you like it, rock it. The other finalist, I haven't talked much about her, Sue Duff. Also, I read Fade to Black, which is really good. Enjoyed it greatly. Sequel's out, I haven't got it yet. Deb Geary's new book is out. Destiny's Dance. Came out the other day. It's already climbing the charts. Deb Geary. Audrey Fay, sorry. Audrey Fay. She's writing under the name Audrey Fay. It's not exactly a secret, but she had to pick a new nom de plume. And so she picked Audrey Fay. Ran into a little trouble last week because apparently there was another person named writing under the name Audrey Fay. Werebear Shifter Erotic Romance, which caused a certain amount of consternation amongst her fans, quite understandably. First rule when picking a pet name is pick a name that's not in use. It's like somebody writing Nathan Lowell. You know what? It would not be a good choice. Well, a lot of people who are looking for Nathan Lowell books would find your books. They're likely going to savage your books in review. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. So, yeah, I've got everything ready. I haven't packed yet. I only need to throw in a clean shirt and a pair of undies. Perhaps a clean pair of socks. But, I'll hang a sport coat in the back of the car and throw some skivvies and a spit kit into my netbook bag, and off we go. So tomorrow morning I will undoubtedly not record. We have to be at the venue by 8 o'clock. And while I am likely to wake up early, I'm just as likely to sleep in. I want to get some breakfast before we go over. I want to get a good breakfast before we go over. And it's only 10 minutes from the hotel, apparently. So it's not like I have to leave the hotel at 7:30. I do have to check out when I leave because we won't be back. So yeah, tomorrow morning we'll be taking up with the administration of getting the day underway, getting the course cooking. We created the, finished up on the handouts. I think I said that yesterday because I think we did that Wednesday. Did a little graphic showing the five elements of control, the five places where the possibility exists that a writer can gain control. There are some things a writer can't control. You can't control what an agent buys. You can't control what an editor buys. You can't control decisions that other people make. But beyond that, there are huge amounts of things, huge numbers of things that you can control. Oddly, production is one of the sketchiest. I am convinced that if you put your butt in the chair and set yourself a goal, that you can reach that goal. And my problem has been being unable to set a goal because I don't know where the story is. But doing that 25K weekend a couple weeks ago, proved to me that I can at least put 25,000 words on the page, even if I'm not going to keep them. They are moving the story. They're moving the story in ways I had no idea. I don't know where. It doesn't make sense. But if I get the words on the page, then I can fix the story after I have the words on the page. I can't fix the story if it's not there. So, yeah, the 25K weekend was sort of a wake-up call for me. I do really well if I have a goal, if I have a deadline. 25K by the end of the weekend is 6,250 words a day. And I did that on every day except the day where I had beta reader feedback coming in. And I was going through and reading the feedback and adjusting the manuscript and doing all kinds of things that were not putting more words on the page. I did manage to make the 25,000, but only because I had 750 words. And more than, 750 words times 3 is 2250 words in the bank from the first 3 days. So that showed me a couple things. One, with a goal, with a deadline, I can do it on a daily basis. Unless there's something going on, like paying attention to edits, working with beta readers, things that take me out of the flow, things that take me away from the manuscript. So, Monday, not Sunday. Sunday is going to be a day of rest because we're going to drive back Saturday afternoon. And it's still a 5-hour drive. So, after teaching all morning, we're going to get in the car and giddy up and come back east in the afternoon. And I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm sure we'll have a wonderful time. I'm sure it's going to be a long ride. It is, I didn't mention it yet because I've been so focused on what's going to happen this morning and today and tomorrow. It's chilly. It's deliciously chilly. It's 58 degrees. It's probably 60 now. But 58 degrees at the house. I came out in a t-shirt and jeans. Oh, people and your broken bottles. Monk post. Blinkers mean everything. Oh, I'm sorry, you're driving an Infiniti. So blinker light laws don't apply, apparently. So yeah, it's chilly this morning. I have a little sweat going under the t-shirt, but it's also really chilly. My arms are cold. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. It's not going to be chilly all day. We will be driving through the mountains, but in the car, up high, sun's going to be bright. It's going to be an oven, or would be an oven without the air conditioning. So I've got my Google Maps set for today, so I can navigate to the pickup stop and then navigate to the hotel, the Hampton Inn in beautiful downtown Grand Junction. The Western Slope is beautiful. I've been over there two or three times. It's really quite lovely. It's very, very much unlike this side of the mountain, because they get the rain. They get the rain, we don't. So there's a lot of farms, there's a lot of gardens, there's a lot of orchards over there. There's still a lot of buttes, there's still a lot of western topography. And the view from Grand Junction is out from the city, out to the buttes and bluffs that are around is quite lovely. Lovely, lovely. But yeah, they get rain. It's because of the mountains. The mountains scrape off the rain. The mountains, weather systems coming over the mountains. A lot of low clouds can't make it. The mountains are too high. Which seems odd, but the weather systems tend to drop their moisture on that side of the mountain and then flow over the top of the mountain, the range, the mountains. Please move your vehicle out of my way. Thank you. That's unusual. Cop car on the access road over there by the condominiums. Tudor Nightmare Village. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. Looking for a condominium you can call your own? Tudor Nightmare Village. Antelope Freeway, 1 mile. Anyway, don't crush that dwarf, hand me the pliers. So, yeah, it's quite a lovely morning. I'm going to have to make sure the windows are all open in the house, because I want some of this fresh air inside. I'm walking and not talking again. I just realized that. It's like, it's a beautiful morning. I'm looking around. I'm looking at the sky. The sky's a beautiful blue. The trees are green. The grass is green. Things haven't really started turning yet. But this 58 degrees is a sign. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. Speaking of that, the actor who played Jon Snow is now in a series of commercials. I think they're Infinity commercials. I'm not sure. Speaking of Infinity, every time I see one, I think, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Who would pick him to be their spokesperson? The reality is, he knew quite a lot. He just had a very limited scope. Every time I see it, I think, really? I don't even know the actor's name. Every time I see the commercials, I think, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Anyway, I am here. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, but I'm not going to be talking to you. Probably until Sunday. And I wouldn't even bet on that, but you never know. So, drive safe. Be careful. Safe voyage. And eventually, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you again.